Dearest gentle reader, or should I say, can I pull you for a chat? You can tell the state of the world by my TV choices, which lately have been Bridgerton, bodice-ripping, heaving-bosom period melodrama, or Love Island UK, contemporary melodrama with British slang and binge-worthy catchphrases and bikinis. It's bad out there, and my poor husband has been the worst affected. Yes, poor, sweet Adam, he has truly borne the brunt of my terrible TV tastes. Sometimes when we are deep in the middle of a Love Island episode, I hear him whisper to himself, I hate this show. But I suspect he too loves the escapism. It's nice to daydream about a bunch of 20-somethings having in swimwear, having crises that amount to positively nada, to make a meal out of a conversation had by two beautiful babes in swim shorts, bitching about having to be accountable for their own actions. In some way, there's more justice in the pastel-hued, ab-laden Love Island UK bubble than in the real world. If you've read my memoir, you know I adore Jane Austen. My grandmother and I bonded over Sense and Sensibility, and our love of Austen was something we shared. We loved the rules, the fashion, the turns about the room, the stubborn protagonists that, although broke with convention, were lovable, admirable. And although Bridgerton presents this particular black queer writer with a glimpse of her beloved Jane Austen land, in which she might be a part, it could also be where we are headed. A country where women's only power comes from who they marry, who they sire, how much money they have. It can feel bad to sidestep the heavy, the necessary for something pithy and light. We know we should be watching the news, but to the people tuned in, it can become too much. We know there are more important things than taking our kids downtown to search for Waldo. Fun fact, in the UK we call him Wally. Some of us feel guilty in taking a step back from protesting, picketing, knocking on doors in exchange for getting candy floss or going to the beach. But one of the things that will counteract a pervasive agenda to divide and separate is to build community. And in this town we find community in our neighbours, our fellow parents, business owners and church members. Building community is where the future is. It's how we get together as the planet readjusts to our admissions. It's how we raise our kids in a world that is disenfranchising childcare and schools and the working class. It's how we grieve in the wake of extrajudicial deaths. It can seem small, this community building process, but really, in getting to know the people we live with in this town, in taking care of each other, we are laying the foundations for a future in which we can survive. And sometimes survival's where it's at. And survival right now, for me, looks like another episode of Bridgerton. And maybe buying a bodice. Yours truly, Lady Whistledown.